Good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate the prayer that has gone before, and ask a continued interest in your prayers, and that the Lord would guide and direct us this morning on what we have to say, and that it would be honoring and glorifying unto Him and edifying to you all and to the church. I'd like to, if it be the Lord willing, continue the theme that we've heard the last couple of weeks of doing and hearing God's word. I've been stuck in Philippians for a while. My mind just keeps going back to Philippians chapter 4. I'd like to start in verse 1 this time and read through verse 9. It says, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, and with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." A two-letter word, do, is such a powerful word. Paul, in reading in Philippians and trying to study in it, Paul wrote this letter to the Philippians from, at least in the commentaries that I've read, from when he was in prison at Rome. And, they sent their pastor to him to see of his well-being and to bring a gift to him. And Paul writes back to the Philippians. Paul established this church. He wrote back to them and encourages them and exhorts them in following the Lord, and to remember what he has taught them, and how he, and why they believe what they believed. It wasn't Paul, it was God that put it in their heart. But he exhorts them, and in this chapter, he tells us a lot of things, a lot of good practical things that we can apply even in our lives today. Enjoy in the prayers, or am thankful in the prayers that we pray that the brethren come before us. A lot of times they mention our country, and that the Lord would raise up men, leaders, to that would look to Him and follow Him and their decisions that they make. That is something that we need. I lost my train of thought, sorry. But, I appreciate that. That's something that we need to do. We need to pray for our leaders, I believe it's in Timothy, Paul exhorts us to pray for those that are in authority. And here in verse, in chapter 4, he's exhorting and encouraging the church at Philippi to do these things, to remember what he has taught them, and what their pastor is continuing to teach them. It's it's nothing new. You know, we hear a lot of the same things over and over again, and it's truth. It's something we need to hear. It's something we need to be reminded of. You know, just like he says, rejoice. You know, we have a lot to rejoice in. Even with all that is going on around us in our country, we still have a lot to rejoice in. You know, you the fact that you love the Lord and you know that the Lord loves you and you know that we'll one day be in heaven with him, that is a reason to rejoice every day. You know, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. The Lord is near. The Lord is always with us. We can always go to him when we are dealing with trials and tribulations in our lives. You know, he is there to help us. You know, be careful for nothing. You know, don't fret. Psalms 37, fret not thyself for evildoers. Let me go grab that real quick. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they soon shall be cut down, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. And do good. You know, there's that two-letter word again, and do. You know, to not fret, to not worry about what's going on. That's a hard thing to do. I'm not saying not be concerned, but not to worry, to not let it overcome your mind and your thinking. But by prayer, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. God knows what you need. God knows what you're going through. God is always there for you. Don't worry. Trust in the Lord. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. He'll give you a peace which passeth all understanding. You know, there's a peace in knowing that God is always there for us. There is nothing too big for God. There's nothing too small for God. God is always there for us. And here in verse 8 he says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. This verse has been in my mind for a long time. Think on these things. You know, whatsoever things are true. Well, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In several places it says God's word is true. God's word is just. God is just. God is honest. God's word is honest. God's word is pure. It's like silver tried in the fire seven times. There's no dross in it. There's no lies in it. There's no contradictions in it. It's pure. Whatsoever things are lovely, you know, well, God, Jesus, are lovely. God's word is lovely. And obviously it is of a good report. There are good things in it. There are good things for us. And it is a virtue. It gives us courage. It gives us strength. And there is praise in it. Think on these things. You know, think on God's word constantly. If you think on God's word, if you think on God and think on what he has done for us, if you think of what he has instructed us to do, and you do it, not only think on it and do it, you know, you won't worry, you won't fret, you won't be careful for nothing. There will be that peace which passeth all understanding. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Now, Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments. You know, do we love him? You know, we can say we love him, but do we really love him? I remember growing up, you know, mom and dad, you know, getting on to me and teaching me, I remember, you know, saying I love them. But I think to show them, You know, you can say you love someone and not really mean it. You know, we can say things and not mean it. But, you know, that action, that love in action, that charity, you know, that shows, you know, your parents. It shows others that you love them. You know, and here Paul is exhorting us and exhorting, you know, he's exhorting Philippi, he's exhorting us to do. You know, and Jesus exhorts us, you know, if you love me, keep my commandments. Do those things which you have learned and received. You know, that not only did they learn them, they received it. They received it in their hearts. They heard it. And they seen Paul do it. You know, not only did Paul, preach the word, but he lived it. He did it. You know, and that's what we hope to see in even our pastors today, and our brethren as well, brothers and sisters as well. Practice what you preach. Heard and seen in me, and the God of peace shall be with you. God will give you the strength to do. His commandments, I believe it's in 1 John, his commandments not grievous for us to do. James, in his account, puts it this way. I'll start in verse 19. He says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls." It's able to save us here in time. It's a timeless salvation. It's the good news of Jesus Christ. It's the good news of his eternal salvation. And in doing, it saves us here in time. "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed." The perfect law of liberty, perfect law of freedom, the perfect law of Jesus Christ, the perfect law that he, you know, he fulfilled the law to a jot and a tittle. He sacrificed, he gave his life for us. Therefore, we are free of sin, and we are free to keep God's commandments. You know, we don't do it to gain anything. We do it because we want to show our love to him, because he loves us. You know, just as a child, their parents, you know, they do what, you know, we hope and pray that they do what we teach them because they love us. You know, not wanting anything in return. And we're the same as God's children. We want to do. We want to not only be hearers, we need to come to places like this to hear God's word. We need to read God's word. We need to have it in the forefront of our mind. We need to think on these things. But, you know, as we've heard the past couple of weeks, you know, do you hear it? Do you really hear it? You know, do you forget it as soon as you walk through those doors? Or do you hear it, remember it, and put it into practice? That's, you know, that man and woman shall be blessed in his deed. You know, that keep the perfect law of liberty. That, you know, we love, you know, if we love the Lord, we will keep his commandments. Doesn't mean we're going to be perfect in it. We are imperfect. We do have, you know, sin with us. But if we're striving, God knows our hearts. He knows our minds. He knows what we're trying to do. Yes, we are going to fail, but God is merciful and God is kind and God is loving. And as a child, he will correct us and help us along our way. This man is blessed in his deed. And I know you all have too, as I have. I've enjoyed, you know, what we've heard the past couple of weeks. And really, you know, it's not that we don't do this. We need to be reminded of it, you know. And you know, if God is putting it on the ones that He has called to preach His word, you know, He's putting it on their heart, and we tend to hear that, you know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe He's just talking to me. Well, I know He is, but if God says it once, we need to listen. If God says it, you know, many, many times, we need to pay attention. You know, it's been a theme the past couple of months that we've heard. You know, there's a reason why. Why is God putting that on men's hearts to preach? There's a reason why. To remind us, you know, God is there for us. Those things which ye have both learned, received, and heard, and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. You know, if we do these things, if we think on these things, if we, not only be hearers of the word, but doers of the word, if we remember them when we walk through that door and, you know, go throughout our week and do them and put them to practice, God says we shall be blessed. This man shall be blessed in his deed. Prove him. As he says in Malachi, prove him. Prove whether these things be true or not. You know, I like what in Acts about the Berean brethren. You know, don't just take our word for it. Don't just, you know, go to God's word. See whether these things be true. And if they be true, and, you know, if they are true, do them. You know, go out and do and live a life that's pleasing to God. I hope and pray that what I've said is pleasing to God and is of His truth, and ask that you continue to pray for Brother Clayton.